Hi, this is the first video in our series on creating Azure mobile apps and push notifications with the Visual Studio tools for Apache Cordova. In this first video, we are going to create a mobile app. So in the Azure portal, you want to start by clicking New. Go down to Mobile App and select that. And then you want to enter a unique app name, and we'll call it Offline Data Cordova. And you can create a new resource group. You can use the same name as your app name if you want to. And click Create. So Azure starts creating and deploying the new mobile app, and we wait for that to finish. And if you need to, our deployment succeeded. If you need to refresh, then do that. So in the dashboard, we want to open up the new mobile app that we just created, Offline Data Cordova. Now in the settings, we want to go down to Quick Start. Select that. So Azure is enabling the mobile extensions for your app right now. Once that's finished, you can go down to the Cordova option, select that. You can either connect a database first or create a table API. We'll start with that. We'll pick a node.js backend and create the to-do item table. So the app service is initialized. Now we need a database. We will add one from the data connections tab, and under SQL database, configure required settings, create a new database. We need to give it a name, Cordova Offline Database. For the pricing tier, we'll just stick with the default standard tier. Configure required settings under server and give the server a name, Cordova Offline Server. Create an admin name. And a password. For the location, we'll stick with the West US and make sure that checkbox is checked. We need to use a unique name, so we'll edit the server name here. And click OK. Azure will go ahead and create the new SQL database. That can take a couple of minutes, so we will take a look at the SQL databases page. So on the SQL databases page, it has shown up. If you don't see it, click refresh. And then we want to open our mobile app again, Offline Data Cordova. Go to Data Connections in the settings. And it says no data connections, so we need to add the data connection to the mobile app. And again, configure require settings. And then now you see the existing database we just created shows up. So we select that and click OK. Configure required settings. We need to put in the login credentials for the server here. Same ones we just created. And then click OK. It's creating the data connection. And it's created. There we go. So we're going to look at the table that we created, the to-do item table, and we will take a look at the back-end code. If you remember, we configured a Node.js back-end, so we just want to look at the code for a minute, because in the later videos for push notifications, we are going to add some code here. The reference here shows us that we get a table reference by calling Azure Mobile Apps.table. And later we're going to add some code that uses the table. And one last thing, we need to take a look at the URL for the mobile app because that has to be copied out of here and used later in the client app. Again, that's in one of the later videos, and we'll show you how to do that.